Hello and welcome to our program. Today we look in Psalm 119, verses 153 to 160. We're going to take a look at David's affliction and David's attitude. It is very obvious as we go through the prayer here in Psalm 119 that David suffered a lot of affliction. And the dictionary says affliction is pain and suffering. And sometimes that pain and suffering is physical, but sometimes it's emotional, and that can be harder than a physical suffering. Then we'll look at his attitude. An attitude is a settled way of thinking. We need to keep in mind that whatever we're going through, if you're a child of God, be not dismayed. Whate'er betide, God will take care of you.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way.
I'm reading in Psalm 119, 153, David said, "Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do not I decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." In the first few verses here, 153 to 157, David focuses on his affliction. Now, we've said pain and suffering is what the dictionary says affliction is, and we usually think of that pain and suffering being physical, but sometimes emotional pain and suffering can be harder than the physical pain and suffering. And so it was with David. He had so many enemies. He had so many situations and circumstances that were causing him to cry out to God. And he said, "Consider my affliction. Deliver me." That phrase is in the Psalms 26 times, and it's David who says it. "Deliver me, for I do not forget thy law." Verse 154, "Deliver me, quicken me according to thy word." 156, "Quicken me according to thy judgments." In 157, he said, "My persecutors, many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do not I decline from thy testimonies." So in spite of the affliction, we see his attitude. An attitude is a settled way of thinking. In 153, he said, "In spite of the affliction, in spite of the enemies, in spite of the circumstances." In 153, he said, "I do not forget thy law." 154, "I'm going to go according to thy word." 156, "It's going to be according to thy judgments, what God says is right and what is wrong." 157 again, "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do not I decline from thy testimonies." And then in 158, he said, "I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word." That was his attitude. 159, "Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." His attitude, 160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." And so we see the affliction, but the affliction did not change his attitude.
Is there a heart or bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing, all your anxiety leave it there. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus. No other friend so keen to help you, no other friend so quick to hear, no other place to leave your burden, no other one to hear your prayer. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus. bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he can.